And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of June, 2011. It's the birthday of poet Allen Ginsberg, 1926, Newark, son of Lewis, who was a poet, high school teacher, and Naomi, who was a communist and a paranoid schizophrenic. The boy was very close to his mother when she was in the grip of her delusions. He was the only one whom she trusted, and he often accompanied her to her therapy appointments. She spent much of his childhood in various institutions. He went to Columbia University to study law, but during his freshman year, he met Neil Cassidy, William Burroughs, Jack Kerouac, decided that he was a poet. In 1954, Ginsberg moved to San Francisco, where in October 1955, at the age of 29, he read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery, which made him famous. His mother died in 1956, and 2 days later he got a letter from her in the mail in which she had written, "The key is in the window, the key is in the sunlight at the window, I have the key." He wrote his poem in her memory, Kaddish, published in 1961. Allen Ginsberg, who said, "Poetry is not an expression of the party line. It's that time of night lying in bed, thinking what you really think, making the private world public. That's what the poet does." It's the birthday of the romance writer Kathleen Woodiwiss, 1939, born Alexandria, Louisiana, whose first novel, The Flame and the Flower, published by Avon, sold 600,000 copies in 1972. Kathleen Woodiwiss changed the romance genre. Before, the novels had been pretty thin. Hers were often 700 pages long, heavily plotted, full of carefully researched historical detail and steamy sex scenes. And it's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, 1936, Wichita Falls, Texas, raised in Archer City, about 80 miles from the town of Thalia, the setting for several of his novels, including the first, Horsemen Pass By, and also the last, Picture Show. Also the proprietor of an enormous bookstore, Booked Up, the name of it, in his hometown, Archer City, in four large buildings that used to house a car dealership. Here's a poem by Allen Ginsberg on his birthday, entitled Homework, Homage to Kenneth Koch. If I were doing my laundry, I'd wash my dirty Iran, I'd throw in my United States and pour on the ivory soap, scrub up Africa, put all the birds and elephants back in the jungle. I'd wash the Amazon River and clean the oily Carib and Gulf of Mexico, rub that smog off the North Pole, wipe up all the pipelines in Alaska, rub-a-dub-dub for Rocky Flats and Los Alamos, flush that sparkly cesium out of Love Canal, rinse down the acid rain over the Parthenon and Sphinx, drain the sludge out of the Mediterranean basin and make it azure again. Put some bluing back into the sky over the Rhine. Bleach the little clouds so snow return white as snow. Cleanse the Hudson, Thames, and Neckar. Drain the suds out of Lake Erie. Then I'd throw big Asia in one giant load and wash out the blood and Agent Orange. Dump the whole mess of Russia and China in the ringer. Squeeze out the tattletale gray of U.S. Central American police state and put the planet in the dryer and let it sit 20 minutes or an eon until it came out clean." Homework by Allen Ginsberg, from his collected poems, 1947 to 1997, published by Harper and Row, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.